If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money.
This is an audio recording of the story I Am So Bored of You Fucking Me by Girl on the Net. There's a particular porn scene my partner and I watch over and over and over. I'm not going to tell you exactly what the scene is, because for some reason a little piece of my brain blushes at the thought of you watching it and judging me. But it contains a particular dynamic that I find incredibly hot. An eager dude and a really bored looking woman. Her expression says, "I am bored of you fucking me." Or perhaps even, "Oh, get on with it." And his desperation, paired with her ambivalence, makes me really wet and hot and shivery and all the good stuff. So I conjure this dynamic in my fantasies quite a lot. The bored fuck. The fuck that he wants and she doesn't care about, but will submit to anyway for whatever reasons she has. Convenience, money, a favour, the fact that the world is ending and they're the last two people alive, so there's no one else who presents a better option. There's loads of possibilities. Sometimes I picture a kind of take it in turn system, where eager guys sit in a waiting room flicking through porn mags and fluffing themselves hard, while I lie face down on a bed in an adjoining ward. We're all stranded somewhere together. A warehouse, perhaps, or an island, or a world in which there are very few of me and far too many of them. In the interests of fairness, we've established a system. Once every few months, any one of them can fuck me. They just need to take a number, sit in the waiting room, and then they'll be allocated 10-minute appointments based on when they arrived. In the adjoining room, occasionally I'm strapped down, but more often I'm not. Mostly I'm just lying spread-eagled and staring into space while a guy with a raging hard-on tries to hump his way to climax in the short time he has before the next man is ushered in. My role is to let each guy fuck me, because I'm one of the only people left to fuck. It's consensual because I've agreed, but it's boring because it happens so often. The seemingly endless stream of guys who need to empty themselves. It's gone from being exciting to being routine. And what was once a hobby has now become a chore. For them, the experience is exciting because it happens so rarely that they look forward to it for weeks. But to me, there have been so many men that they all blur into one. When you get fucked by everyone, no one's special anymore. And the fact that they're half-starved of cunt makes each fuck functional and quick. I bury my face in the pillow and bite down on it hard as the third or fourth guy of the day slips his spit-lube dick inside me and starts to fuck. Rapid, rhythmic pounding that builds quickly to a grunting climax. Sometimes in these fantasies, I'll be strapped down and bent over a table, with my ankles cuffed to the legs to keep me spread wide and ready for them. Other times I'll just be kneeling naked on the floor, ready to greet their semi-hard dicks with an open mouth. Sometimes I go out into the waiting room and call the next guy by name. He stands up with his belt and zip already undone and says, "Oh, thank fuck for that, I've been waiting ages. Come on, this'll be quick." His cock is thick and hard and shining with pre-cum. His balls feel tight and aching to be emptied. And as I open the door into the private room, he barges past me, desperate to squirt spunk into or onto any warm part of me. When we're inside the room, he grips his dick hard in one fist and rubs it with firm, almost painful-looking strokes. His eyes are shining with eagerness, and he says, "Let's do this. Show me your cunt." So I turn and bend over and touch my toes while he fumbles with himself, pushing roughly into me. I grip my ankles and think of how many more there are waiting in the room. And I crane my neck to look at the clock on the wall while this one guy moans and grunts and humps behind me. His ah of satisfaction lasts for 3 seconds. I can count them off as the hands on the clock ticks round. And when he pulls out and zips his jeans up, he says thank you, casually. As if what I've given him is a free coffee or a hand with a heavy suitcase. I can feel a drizzle of his spunk sliding out of the lips of my cunt. And that seems practical. So I stay in that position and tell him to send the next guy in. I bite my lip and grip my ankles harder as the next one enters. I can hear him unbuckling his belt and pulling down his trousers. Then I feel his meaty hands smacking and spreading and inspecting my cunt. When he's happy with what he sees, or when he's hard enough to get started, with a, "Good girl, that's it," he plunges in and begins to fuck me. He knows I'm bored here, as do the others. They know that their dicks can no longer make me tremble with lust or excitement. No more than a checkout cashier can wax lyrical about a half-price deal. I've seen every one of them before, and each one looks much the same as the last. As I've given up on caring, they've given up on pleasing me. No one tries to make me come like they used to when we started. They know that all they're there for is to take pleasure themselves. Fuck me and finish quick, so the next one can have his turn. I don't even bother to look at his face, because I'm clock watching until my shift is over. They fuck me, these men, with a sense of urgency and desperation. And as they fuck me, they try to forget the fact that the woman lying beneath them is bored of the way that they screw. Bored of the fact that they screw. Bored of the relentless, tedious grunting and sweating and fucking. They work away at me because they need it. And as they do it, they try to forget how I feel. They try to forget that I feel. Because if any guy thinks too much about how bored I am of being fucked like this, he'd lose the ability to fuck me at all. His dick would go limp and he'd offer comforting hands and kind gestures and empty whispered words. Things I'd only find more dreary than the fact of being fucked at all. And if he did this, if he missed his chance to fuck me today, who knows how long he'd have to wait until next time. If you like that, you can hear more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come to Patreon and help me make more of it at www.patreon.com/girlonthenet. Don't know why I did the www there. It's a little slice of the late 90s there for you. Anyway, patreon.com or girlonthenet.com. Come, find more audio porn, share the things you love, and support me and help me make lots more of it, because I really like audio smut.